I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Early voting in this year's primary election came late in some parts of the state, but officials say the polls are now officially open statewide. The Illinois Board of Elections estimates at least 30 voting districts delayed the start of early voting. That's because of unresolved ballot challenges against some candidates. Board spokesman Matt Dietrich says an unusually high number of challenges put election authorities behind schedule.
You know, when these cases get into court, the courts are not bound by any kind of deadlines for elections. They're aware of them, and I think they do try to accommodate them when possible, but these do take time.
Early voting was supposed to begin nearly 2 weeks ago. Election Day is March 20th. In other news, the director of the State Board of Higher Education is on the hot seat as senators begin to consider the agency's budget request. Dusty Rhodes has more.
For Dan McConkie, a Republican senator from the western suburbs of Chicago, the question of how public universities spend state funds hits close to home. His daughter, a high school senior, has scholarship offers from other Big Ten schools, but not from Illinois. Al Bowman, director of Illinois Board of Higher Education, tried to explain.
For a youngster who had a 30 ACT, good grades, you know, any university in the country would be aggressive in going after that student. So I'm not surprised.
Except here. I mean, well, you know, she applied to U of I and they gave her nothing.
Bowman said the U of I has recently begun to take steps to address this problem, but that its applicant pool includes international students willing to pay much higher rates, thus removing any incentive to offer discounts to local residents. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
The nation's largest privately owned bank says it will stop producing credit cards for the National Rifle Association. First National Bank of Omaha announced on Twitter it will not renew its contract to issue NRA Visa cards. The announcement came after a progressive news website listed the bank as a company that supports the NRA. Think Progress noted that First National Bank offered two NRA cards with a $40 bonus, touting it as enough to reimburse your one-year NRA membership. The NRA faces intense criticism following the school shooting in Florida that left 17 people dead. First National Bank of Omaha has offices in seven states, including Illinois. A bank spokesman declined to comment. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois Congressman Mike Bost heard from business leaders in the 12th Congressional District during a special roundtable discussion yesterday. The meeting focused on the recently passed tax reform measure in Congress. One local business owner asked how Illinois firms could take advantage of the reforms when the state has a reputation for being unfriendly to some businesses. Bost says he's concerned about that and when it comes to a potential infrastructure bill as well.
I worry all the infrastructure, if it is a match,
Bost says the Illinois Department of Transportation has assured him that the state is able to take advantage of any infrastructure measures. Meanwhile, outside Bost's forum, advocates for the so-called Dreamers say they want more work done in Washington. Nearly 800,000 undocumented immigrants face deportation. WSIU's Colin Dorsey has more.
The March 5th deadline for Congress to pass a DREAM Act to protect undocumented immigrants is just over a week away. Ann Wheeler with Indivisible Carbondale says many of those deported would be children.
Children who've lived here almost all their lives and don't know anything about how to live in their country of origin will be deported back there.
Wheeler says many of the DACA recipients have worked to integrate and become a crucial part in communities statewide. I'm Colin Dorsey.
The group outside the forum is asking Representative Bost to act. I'm Jennifer Fuller.